All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, earlier this week, saw three new members get elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in former Houston Astros first baseman Jeff Bagwell, outfielder Tim Raines, and catcher Ivan Rodriguez. Now, all three of these guys, they're going into the hall and they're going in under different circumstances. I was very surprised to see Pudge Rodriguez get in on the first try just due to the fact that his name was thrown out there as potentially being linked to performance-enhancing drugs. But, you know, putting that aside, this guy had a stellar career, one of the best defensive catchers to have ever done it. More than 2,800 hits. He had a World Series championship with the Florida Marlins in 2003. He was a backstop for the longest time with the Texas Rangers. He caught the likes of Nolan Ryan and Charlie Huff there. He also played for the Detroit Tigers and Washington Nationals. And like I said, one of the better defensive catchers of all time. You look at Tim Raines. This was his 10th year on the ballot, and he's been well deserving of this. You talk about a guy that has over 2,600 hits, more than 800 stolen bases. He won a World Series with a pair of World Series with the New York Yankees. And when you think of Tim Raines, you think about those years during the 1980s with the Montreal Expos. And if it was not for the exploits of one Ricky Henderson, you'd be talking about Tim Raines as arguably the best base stealer in Major League Baseball history. And then you look at Jeff Bagwell. Bagwell finally broke through this year and got more than 86% of the vote. And I really think Jeff Bagwell should have been in a long time ago. And unfortunately, you know, his name was linked to performance-enhancing drugs. But, I mean, nobody ever had any, like, solid proof of that matter. And, I mean, this is a guy that hit 449 home runs. He was a stalwart for the Houston Astros for so many years. You go back to that trade where he was came up in the Boston Red Sox system, and he got traded for Larry Anderson as the Red Sox were in a pennant chase that year, and they needed to get another arm in their bullpen, and of course it didn't work out, but Bagwell definitely found a home with the Astros. Now, two guys who I am shocked did not get in. Trevor Hoffman, and I think this is a slap in the face. He finished with 74% of the votes. He only needed five more votes to get in. And you're talking about a guy that is only one of two men in MLB history to have more than 600 saves. Plain and simple, Trevor Hoffman belongs in the Hall of Fame. And then you also look at Vlad Guerrero. This was his first year on the ballot. But if you look at Vlad's numbers, a .318 lifetime batting average, 449 career home runs, and nearly 1,500 runs batted in. Vlad was one of the better hitters of his era. And it's not just what Guerrero did at the plate, because he put fear in every runner's mind when they thought about trying his arm from right field. I saw Vlad Guerrero throw guys out from the warning track to home plate. I saw Vlad Guerrero throw guys out from the warning track to third base. Two of the toughest throws to make in baseball, and Vlad did it. Vlad also had solid speed during the early stages of his career, and I think he didn't get in this year, but I think he definitely has to be a lock going into 2018. Now, you look at Lee Smith, and I mean, this was his final year on a ballot, and I don't think people really respect what Lee Smith did as a relief pitcher. When he retired, his 478 career saves were tops all time. And I think that has to stand for something. And I think at some point the Veterans Committee has to get together and put this guy in there because he deserves it. You're seeing a growing consensus of support for Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds. Roger Clemens got more than 54% of the votes this year, while Barry Bonds got close to 54%. And I think within the next 3 to 5 years, you're going to see each one of these guys take their place in Cooperstown. And I know a lot, both of these guys were linked to performance-enhancing drugs. Neither one of them failed the test. That's number one. Number two, before all of this stuff came out, Barry Bonds was a four-time NL MVP. And you saw what Roger Clemens did for his career with the Boston Red Sox before all of this stuff came out. So, I mean, you definitely have to keep that in mind. Now, looking ahead, to 2018 and guys that more than likely are going to get in. Being so close, I think Trevor Hoffman and Vlad Guerrero are locks for next year. Edgar Martinez is an interesting name because he got nearly 60% of the votes this year. And Edgar is a guy that I think if he gets in, it's going to open the door for the likes of Boston Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz. Why? Because Martinez spent the majority of his career as a DH. And I know a lot of writers have held that against him over the years just due to the fact that he did not play the field. But if you look at what Edgar did, nobody up until the David Ortiz emergence was better at being a DH in baseball than him. I think it's going to be interesting to see how much of the vote that Clemens and Bonds each get next year. A couple more names to look at: Mike Mussina and Curt Schilling, and also a first-time guy on the ballot in 2018, and I'm talking about former Atlanta Braves third baseman in one Chipper Jones. Chipper Jones had 2,726 career hits along with 468 home runs and 1,623 runs batted in to go along with a .303 batting average, and that might get him in on the first ballot. Also another guy to look at, Jim Thome, and I mean this guy put up power numbers throughout his career. Spent time with the Cleveland Indians, Chicago White Sox, Philadelphia Phillies, and Los Angeles Dodgers. And when you look at Thome's numbers, they were pretty good. 612 career home runs, 1,699 runs batted in, and a .276 batting average. So I think we're going to see three or four guys get in next year. It's just going to be interesting to see who they are. But I think now we are beginning to see a changing of the guard as some of these old writers are being pushed aside and they're stepping down. And some of the younger writers who have really observed this crop of players that are coming up for election right now, and they are ready to give them their proper place. At the same time, these young baseball writers realize it is not their job to police the sport, plain and simple. We've seen it in years past where the writers who do get up to 10 votes on each ballot were not completing all 10 votes. Now guys are really forcing their hands, and I think in a few years you're going to see all of these ballots made public. So a lot of these writers that are walking around and riding their high horse have to get hip to the times right now and realize, you know what, you're not policing the sport, you're not judge, jury, and executioner. And if you don't do something that the public doesn't like, or you do something that the public doesn't like, you're going to have to hear about it. So I think times are changing, and I think with that said, you are going to see less and less controversy when it comes to enshrinement in Cooperstown. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from Conference Championship Sunday in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.